First Five Santa Clara County, supporting the healthy development of children prenatal through age 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome to First Five Santa Clara County Hot Topics Podcast, illuminating stories and issues curious to the modern parent. In 2001, the Surgeon General of the United States issued a proclamation stating, "The nation is facing a public crisis in mental health for children and adolescents. Mental health is a critical component of children's learning and general health. Fostering social and emotional health in children as a part of healthy child development must therefore be a national priority." Dr. Gerald Newmark, recipient of a presidential citation for his work in education, noted author and co-founder of the Children's Project, has made emotional health his life's work. In his book, How to Raise Emotionally Healthy Children, Dr. Newmark focuses his attention on improving parent, child, teacher, family, and school relations. He joins us to answer some questions about how to identify and nurture emotional needs of our children.
What I was able to identify was 5 critical needs. I say critical because if these needs aren't satisfied when children are young, people compensate for that by doing things that are not good for them and not good for our society. The needs are the need to feel respected. Here I'm talking about the need for children to feel that they are being treated in a courteous, thoughtful, attentive, and civil manner. All individuals seem to have that need. One of the best ways for children to learn about respect is to feel what it's like to be treated respectfully and to observe their parents and other adults treating each other the same way. Now, the second need is the need to feel important. And here we're talking about children having the need to feel that I am somebody. I have some value. I am someone who should be listened to. Third one is the need to feel accepted. Here we're talking about the need to feel accepted as individuals and not treated as a mere reflection of the parent or as objects to be shaped in the image of the parents. This means that as a child, I have the right to my own feelings, opinions, and needs. So when a parent trivializes a child's feelings or opinions and rejects what they say, this weakens the relationship. The fourth need is the need to feel included. And here we're talking about the need to feel that I am part of something, to feel connected to other people, to have a sense of community. And the last one is the need to feel secure. And here we're talking about the need to be part of a family which has created a positive environment where people care for each other and show it, where people express themselves and others listen, where differences are accepted and conflicts are resolved constructively, where enough structure exists for children to feel safe and protected, and where children have opportunities to actively participate in their own evolution.
Will you tell us some of the ways families can actually nourish the emotional needs of their children?
What I found is that the response to those 5 needs has been terrific. We started working with parents first. We would give them a preliminary orientation, and then we would give them a copy of the book. We say, read the book and start implementing the concepts immediately. Keep a journal, and at the end of the day, we would ask 4 or 5 questions. What did I do this week that satisfied, that I think was positive in satisfying the need of my child? And then 2, what did I do that was negative? And 3, if I were doing today over again, what would I do differently? And 4, what did I learn about myself, my own strengths, my own weaknesses? And the 5th was, are there any questions that I have that I might want to discuss with my husband or wife or with the teacher? We suggest that they should meet with other parents, even if it's just one other person, and have a discussion once a week or every 2 weeks, whatever is possible. You'll find that extremely valuable.
It sounds like if a parent was to practice the three activities you outlined, the whole family will improve their emotional health.
What happens if you have those three activities and you do that as often as possible every time you speak to your child? At some point, it'll become natural, and you will find that it has a tremendous impact on your children, because if there's anything they need is consistency. And if they're getting that consistency from you, it will be very powerful.
Dr. Newmark, what is the vision of the Children's Project? What do you hope for?
What we see happening is that when we work with groups, by creating a positive atmosphere in which people interact with people in ways that make everyone feel respected, important, accepted, included, and secure, we can become a powerful force for developing emotionally healthy and high-achieving children. Who knows? If enough of us get together, we might just change the world. And that's our goal, to change the world.
Thank you, Dr. Newmark. To learn more about the services and programs offered by First Five Santa Clara County, as well as information about issues affecting our children, go to our website, first5kids.org. To hear more interviews and stories like this, subscribe to our Hot Topics and Ask the Experts podcast. To learn more about the Children's Project, Dr. Newmark, and how to raise emotionally healthy children, go to www.emotionalhealthychildren.org.